Okay, so I like the look of laying Man United here at quite heavy odds on. And the reason is that even though they're 1-0 up, I think the momentum is very heavily with Villa. So let's have a look at the in-play stats first. Okay, 13 shots for Villa, 5 on target, only 2 for United, 9 corners to 8. So the shots stats don't show total dominance, but look at dangerous attacks, 44 to 31. XG is about the same. We would expect that in this situation, Villa would be level at worst, right? Okay, fine. But what I need is a bit more evidence than that. I can't just go on that. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to look at the game itself. Now, a really quick way to do this, you might not know, is to just punch in today's date. So I put 11th of the second and it shows all the games from today. And obviously Villa is going to be pretty high. So let's get Villa up. And here you go. Here's the stats for Villa. So straight off the bat, looking at the full-time scores, we can see there's only been 2-0 once. Okay, so we know that that can happen here. 2 out of 20, it's about 10%. Let's put these in percentages. I think it's much more interesting here. Okay, so that's the away wins. There's been no nil twos. But if you look as well, there's been goals. So only 25% of the time is it under 1.5 goals. There's only been one goal, and it's 1-1. As we say that, it's 1-1. So this really does show that you could see the attack was coming, right? Now, Villa scored 2 more shots on target, and it's 1-0. Look at the value, right? Between, let's say you laid at 1.6, right? And then you backed at 4.3. So let's say you used £100 stake. Okay, let's say you laid for £100 lay stake. Okay, you're only actually risking £60 if it wins. Now let's look at what it would have been at 4.3, which you could have easily cashed out at. So it's going to be around the 35 mark here. So let's go 37. Yeah, there we go. So for £37 back, you could then turn it into, you have literally made 100% profit on your risk there from this trade by using the stats and going, hang on. There's hardly ever does the away team win. It's actually quite rare, especially 1-0. Massive chance of another goal. And Villa were the dominant team at that time, and they were showing why they should get back into the game. So this is exactly this kind of thing I'm talking about when I talk about momentum trading, right? And I've used this example because it was a Super Sunday game. So a lot of you guys would have seen this match live, and you will have watched it and known actually. The stats showed Villa were on top, not completely dominant, but when you looked at the match in play, you could see there was one team really going for it, one team trying to sit on the lead, one team just felt like they were one pass away from getting more shots on goal and things like that. So it's really interesting. And the outlay is not huge. For your stake that you put on the lay, you're only risking 60% of it. And here you will literally make all of that risk if the bet goes your way. Okay, so it's one of those where you don't have to have an incredibly high strike rate and you watch the momentum in a football match. And again, this is what's important, but it's really good to be able to look at these live stats and go, okay, 7 shots on target now to 2. That is quite dominant. The dangerous attacks are quite dominant. But also going back and then looking at the stats and going, well, nil one just happens 10% of the time. Nil one was a 10% chance. Nil two was 0% chance. 1-2 was 5% chance. And any other away wins were 5% chance. So you add up all of that and you get to about 25% chance of an away win in theory. And then you look at this and you go, hang on a second. You're willing to, I can lay someone at 1.6 when before the match they were about a 25% chance to win the game. I'll take that every day. And again, this is the kind of play that you can spot. Again, this is why watching matches helps, watching betting markets helps, like we did here, and also watching the stats, using the in-play stats, using the eye test, and using the pre-match stats. It's really important. And when we actually switch the pre-match stats to home and away, the home team, Villa, not lost away. Like this scoreline, nil one, 0%, right? 1-2, 0%, nil two, 0%. Okay, so the only one they did was 1-3, which you know, essentially in those last 10 games. So that's 1 out of 10 where it's 1-3. Well, 0-1, it's probably not going to be 1-3. We thought that they were going to get the next goal. Looking at the away teams here. Now, there is a 2 out of 10 here for 0-1. So you say, well, 20% of the time it does happen there. But it's still low. It's not like we're really solidly expecting that. And then we look, okay, 10% 1-2 and 10% 1-3. So when you combine those two things, you're getting a situation where you go, if the home team have got really good home form, clearly. The away team's actually got all right away form. Not great, but all right. We know that United don't play well this season against the top teams, okay? So they haven't had great results. And you're giving me 1.6 to lay. And this is the point, right? Again, I know I mention this every value, but I will, every value, every video, but I will. Value is king. Value matters. If you were laying me now at 4.5, I'd say no. I'm not going to lay at 4.5. That's not value. That's about where the price should have been at the start. Maybe because it's later in the game, you could say it might be a touch of value now. But no, that's fine. It's marginal. It's a marginal play at best. However, if you're going to give me 1.6, the other team's coming on. There's plenty of game left to play. I think there's almost certainly going to be another goal. Then actually, it's a play to make. Now, the alternative is you could go, well, I just want to go for goals. So I would have just backed over 1.5 at that point. And you would have actually got a decent price that late, you know, fairly late on in the game. So, I mean, let's look at the price now and over 2.5, because that won't be too far off. Okay, so let's leave this page. So as you can see here, over 2.5 is already up to 1.7. So let's say when that goal went in, what, 7 minutes ago, it would have been still around 1.5, maybe even higher. So you were getting a good price for another goal. And that's another play you could make. Now, you would have to outlay more to get the same kind of return as you did on the match odds, which is why I slightly favour the match odds. But what I'd probably do in an ideal situation is split the stake. Put half of it on the United lay and half of it on over 1.5 goals. And then in that case, even if United score, you've got massive insurance on the fact there's going to be another goal. Okay, so hopefully this demonstration will help you see that using momentum in football matches can be done. And actually to trade it properly, it doesn't take a genius. You know, it's just the eye test, watch the game, know what's happening. The in-play stats, what are they showing? Are they matching up with what you're seeing? And then the pre-match stats. Does the pre-match stats warrant a situation where you're finding value odds in one of these positions? And you're laying, you know, odds on. Laying at fairly heavy odds on. I quite like doing that. You know, you're not taking a massive risk here. If it loses, you lose 60% of the stake you're trying to win. So be it. That's going to happen. But a lot of the time, you're going to see the switch because you are on the right side. And I think a lot of the time, Betfair trading is all about being on the right side of the market, being with the team that is the right side, being with the value, and then pushing that over time. If this had lost, if this hadn't happened, you know, okay, fair enough. You lose 60% of a stake. That's it. Move on to the next one. But in the long run, I think doing this, if you're picking the right games, if you're managing to actually watch it, use the in-play, use the pre-match stats, there's definitely a way to make money there. So you've just got to be able to combine those things and work at it. If you enjoyed this video, if you enjoyed this simple demonstration, say the word Premier for Premier League, and I'll do more videos like this in the future. All right, guys, hope you have a great week. Most importantly, of course, I hope you make some money trading on Betfair.